Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
We found a statistic not too long ago saying that there is a growing rise in groomzillas. You know, bridezillas are the brides
right.
that feel like they need to control every aspect of the wedding. They've made TV shows about it and everything. But for some reason, men seem to be taking over, and now there's a higher percentage of groomzillas than there's ever been before.
I actually know a friend of mine's fiance is turning out to be kind of a groomzilla.
Really?
Very particular about the cake.
Okay.
He wants like a really high-end caterer, wants the food to be off the charts. And he said to her, I don't want to just get trays from Costco. And she's like, that's not at all what I was suggesting.
Huh.
I think it's okay to have a say in things.
Yeah, I think I'm confused by them what it means to be a groomzilla. Does that just mean you're opinionated about what you want your wedding to be? Who doesn't want that? What groom? I mean, why would you even want to marry a guy who's just like, what colors do you want your wedding to be? I don't care. What kind of cake do you want? It doesn't matter to me. Who should DJ it? Whatever you want. Who wants to marry that guy?
I think it is in the same way that a bridezilla, a groomzilla is starting to do this, like, this is our day.
Just it gets aggressively bitchy with stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks.
766-1065. Justin, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Do you have a groomzilla story?
When me and my wife were planning our wedding, I did get a little bit crazy on the details unexpectedly, because I think that if she were on the phone, she'd say, I never was the type of guy that you would anticipate would care so much about like wedding details.
What were you shockingly groomzillaed about?
I think first of all, the thing that set me off, which like converted me from pretty much the guy that doesn't really care that much to being a groomzilla, was this idea that like the guests were supposed to walk in through this entryway to our wedding, and they had this ridiculous overhang that made the whole thing look like a cartoon, and I just did not want our wedding to start that way. And somehow that like flipped a switch in my brain, and I just it was like all from there. It was just all a slippery slope.
Was it the kind of thing where, like, you wanted something, they said, well, we're not able to do that, and then you did the, like, you need to find a way to make this happen? Because that's how I envision, like, a bridezilla. Like, somebody tells you something reasonable, and then you throw a fit because you're not getting what you want on your day.
Actually, it was more like they just wanted to do something that my wife had said, and then I thought it was so, it wasn't like, oh, I need it this way. It was like, that's such a horrible idea. I need to come in and save the day.
So that's what?
And then it became exactly what you just said, which was like, I had these really high standards that they had to meet for other things.
If your guests had walked through this specific area, would it have been that big of a deal?
In hindsight, I really don't think it would have been that big of a deal. I don't think any of the stuff that I really latched on to would have been that big of a deal. The music, maybe, but even that.
Did you guys pay for it yourself?
Yeah, for the most part.
I feel like that's the one asterisk in the whole thing. That if you're somebody that's going to pony up thousands of dollars for something, you should get what you want.
You should, but until somebody starts saying like, okay, well, we don't do that, but what we can do is this, and then you get pissed off at them.
Well, it depends. So I don't know what the guests would have had to walk through or under. I don't understand what he's talking about. But let's say he just didn't like it. Let's say there was still a banner up or something like that that was affixed to the wall that you couldn't take down that said, "Happy Retirement, Uncle Dan," or something like that, okay? And then he's paying $5,000 for it, and he goes, "Take that down. My guests aren't walking underneath a Happy Retirement banner." And they go, "Oh, sorry, Uncle Dan died here, and that's a memorial. We don't take it down." You get to clap back at something like that.
I don't think you do. I don't think you get to go, "Find me another entrance."
Or do something, cover it up. That's ridiculous.
But the truth is, I think I took it too far, because there should be, like, I don't know, it should be fun and easy to plan a wedding. And the planning of the wedding should be just as cool as the wedding for you and the person you're getting married.
I totally agree with that.
I interfered with that.
So there is a way to do that and still have fun. There's a way to do both. My wife and I were very specific with what we wanted, and we still had fun planning it.
I think I sucked some of the wind out of that with all of, you know, with how far I took it. And I regret that.
Oh, Justin, you're a good little husband.
Well, they're divorced now.
No, is that true?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.